It was between the years of 30 AD and 34 AD of the Roman occupation of Israel. The Jewish people saw their nation in the most serious trauma. They had watched what had promised to be one of her most influential leaders crucified on the eve of Passover in 33 AD. In a political move that shocked thousands throughout Israel, the temple leaders had turned over the one that many had hoped would finally be the revolutionary deliverer of Israel, Jesus of Nazareth. The beloved Nazarene had been executed by the Roman Empire to the horror of many. But now, reports were flying fast and furious throughout Jerusalem that this man had come back to life, with thousands giving personal accounts to verify his being alive. In fact, in one encounter, over 500 people were shocked when he paid them a visit. A movement that had turned into a catastrophic nightmare only days before had suddenly been given a resurrection shot of life. Now the witnesses at the behest of Jesus were told to seek and wait in prayer. And so they began to meet for the reflection upon the scriptures and for fasting and prayer with great anticipation. Day after day, they came together to seek the Lord. The numbers began to dwindle as the days wore on. And then in the upper room of a small home, a reduced group of patient Galileans, numbering 120, continued to wait steadfastly for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And then it began. Suddenly, the presence of the Lord manifests in a way that had never been seen before as these men and women began to worship while being filled with the presence of the Lord. Not only was the Lord making himself known among them, he was inside them, filling them to overflowing. Their strong expressions of emotion toward the Lord were so loud that immediately it drew the attention of passers-by, and the crowds began to assemble to see what the commotion was all about. Many cried out to the Lord in languages that they could not possibly know, while the international community stood in wonder. Now the followers of Jesus, who once fled for their lives, hiding from both Jewish and Roman authorities, were in the center of town proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. They announced the forgiveness of sin and proclaimed Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, the deliverer of human hearts. One of the group, a former fisherman and follower of Christ, not known for his bravery or public speaking, spoke boldly with passion about the man they had come to know. The presence of the Lord exploded over Jerusalem. 3,000 received Christ as Lord in that one moment, and a few days later, another 5,000 were born again. Every day, people were being transformed as the Spirit of God was poured out with the good news. Immediately, the religious leaders aggressively took matters into their own hands as they authorized regiments to prosecute an internal war on what they considered the scourge of this new prayer movement, which proclaimed their former nemesis as Lord. Years earlier, the Shema Pharisees, a radical religious group, had gained political influence over the temple to the chagrin of the more passive Hillel Pharisees. It was a temple which during the peak holiday season employed over 50,000 people throughout and around Jerusalem. Now the Shema Pharisees saw their influence being threatened by this new prayer movement. A vicious persecution broke out against the church. Believers were beaten, tortured, incarcerated, and executed. The very same leaders who opposed the ministry of Jesus could not comprehend the nature of the threat to their power. This was the ministry of the Holy Spirit from God in heaven. The more intense the persecution, the more the people prayed, and the more the power of God was in display. For the next 11 years, the good news could not be stopped. Then, something happened which no one anticipated. Reports were now filling the land that Gentiles were now confessing that the God of Israel was the true and living God. As the reports of Christ's resurrection and subsequent forgiveness filled their hearts, now the Lord was drawing other nationalities into the body of Christ. What the prophets could never have imagined began to unfold right before their eyes as the promise of Abraham became real. Revival spread throughout the Middle East, with hundreds of thousands coming to Christ as the good news was proclaimed. Underway was the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham. His seed was for all nations, and a movement that would change the course of history and the lives of untold billions. His name is Jesus. He's alive. Today, his gospel is literally reaching around the world and touching the lives of hundreds of millions because of God's faithfulness through praying believers. This battle between good and evil is playing out in every heart and home, and is for the high stakes of the lives of people. So let us bend the knee and surrender to the presence of love himself, becoming the cracks that he pours through. His promise is written in his own blood that if we set everything aside in pursuit of him, he will be found.